What did the Ministry of Education do to help you?
A great deal. Really a great deal. Over the years, the ministry has given us support in order to grow. Our school grew in the early days by up to 30 or 40% a year. I recall reading the history when we had 200 children. We were still located at the embassy area. And at the very next year, we grew by 40%. So the ministry was always there to help us. We secured Diplomatic Service Bureau land that was adjacent to the Lido property, and we built our other school campus there with the assistance of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And ever since the beginning, they have been very, very supportive and helpful to us in our growth.
Was the school very popular when it was first set up?
I think it was popular certainly with one family, because the one family had six children. That's where the school started, at the first six. It was very popular in the beginning with embassy employees, because they now had an opportunity to go to an English-speaking school for the first time. And I think over the years, our school has been very popular with people for different reasons. That's one of the reasons, teaching in English. The other is the ability of our school to answer the needs of these children. They come from all over the world. We developed the International Baccalaureate program in the high school for reasons that are obviously good. Our students coming from Australia, New Zealand, and the countries down under, also our students from Europe and the eastern part of the United States and Canada, could all benefit from that program since we, the inception of the International Baccalaureate program, which is in our high school, grades 11 to 12, all of our students seem to take advantage of it.
Can all of your students be very good at Chinese by the time they graduate from primary school?
I think this lady here, Teresa Chow, is the head of our Chinese language program. And I would say, if they choose to, if that's what they want to do, they can, because our Chinese program is separated into three tracks. One of those tracks is the neo-native track, which I think is demanding on children in the area of literature, writing, and speaking the Chinese language. The academic track, a little less demanding, but still a wonderful track for students who command only beginning to speak Chinese, they can progress very quickly. And the third track is people just need to learn to speak the Chinese language to get to accommodate their needs in Beijing. So yes, I think the students, if they choose to, and they apply themselves, and many of them do, will speak Chinese very well. I think that probably 50% of our students speak Chinese very well already. We have a large Asian population where people who have had ties with China. The reason they come to our school and the reason they come here to Beijing in China is because of their fascination in that invisible draw that we all feel having come to China. China is a very special place. In my own case, my wife had relatives that were in China 100 years ago. They were missionaries, but they were here. And we have always had a very close affection with China. So I'd like to think that happens with many of our students, but it's not only Chinese.
As a Chinese, I feel highly flattered when you talk about the invisible draw. Do you believe that most of the parents of your students share your fascination about this country?
I think so. I really think they do. We have a Chinese studies program. The Chinese studies program...
By the way, what have you done to let the students mix with the local Chinese?
Oh, all kinds of things. Everything from Chinese that wish to speak English. We call it a CAS program. It's part of our International Baccalaureate program, and it's community service. And part of that community service's focus is to get out into the community. So we have several programs right now that are going on involving almost all of our students. One is helping people learn to speak English. So we have Chinese sister school lessons. No, these are adults, college students. Our sister schools, we have sister schools relationships too. We do that. We also have relationships with different programs that are helping and assisting Chinese people who are ill. That's part of our program too. It's an assistance thing. But the Chinese language part, it's very interesting. Because we have a lot of elderly people that want to learn how to speak English, and they work with our students, our high school students learning how to speak English. Beyond that, there are so many. We have a senior project where all of our seniors go into the Chinese community and work for a week with Chinese companies, joint ventures, etc., that we started 3 years ago. There's a great deal of intermixing that goes on, but not as much as I would like to see at this point.
Is it reflected in your curriculum?
Very much so. Our curriculum. Chinese study is part of our curriculum, and I was about to tell you that we have selected Chinese studies programs carefully. Our students are on trains and planes and buses, and they are going out by groups of 100 and more to villages like areas like Qingdao and... Excuse me, who sponsored these trips? The parents help pay for the trips. It's part of our curriculum. So part of our tuition pays for these trips, and what we want to do is to expose our children of all different ages, all the way through, to these places.
Do these trips take place almost always on holidays?
No, not holidays. These are part of our curriculum. They occur in the spring and the fall, and they take a week or up to 10 days. Our kids will go to Qingdao and visit the summer palace, and learn the history of the Qing dynasty, and at the end, and where they went during the summer, they travel that whole area. That's one of our Chinese studies trips. So it's an ability for us to introduce our students to China, the real China, and they live and eat and work with the Chinese people. Some villages, some fishing villages, and these are relationships we've developed over 5 years' time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
I really appreciate the quality time with dialogue.